stratisfaction.com.
A lot of God going on today, but I tell you, it's worth it because my prayers, I think, have actually been answered. Joining me in studio, I can't believe it, WWE Diva of the Decade. Seven-time women's champion, hardcore champion,
yes.
Which I believe I was actually the hardcore champion once because everybody kind of got that
belt
one time
different
or another.
Belt.
But anyway, Trish Stratus is here.
Yay.
Hello, Trish.
Hello, how are you?
I'm absolutely flabbergasted. I'll tell you right now, I don't wear the Christmas party MCN suit for nobody.
I was going to say, you're fancy for, you know, like just behind the desk there.
Had to deck out for Trish today, so.
Thank you.
I have a very important question I have to ask you a little bit later on, but first of all, the question everybody's asking, why is Trish Stratus in Edmonton?
Because I heard you were dressing up and I had to come see it. That's what it was.
That's good enough for me. Thanks
all
for coming by.
I am actually doing a couple things here at the River Cree Resort and Casino. I will be emceeing the evening tomorrow night, Saturday night. And before that, there is a ring card girl competition, and I'll be judging it.
Really?
Yes.
Well, if anybody has any experience with the ring, I'm assuming it might be you.
Now, I have to say I don't have the experience so much with the card. I've not actually held the card and walked around. I know there's a certain strut and a certain way you must display and sort of, you know, angle the card a certain way so everybody sees the number.
Are you qualified to judge this then, really?
Well, I'm actually getting a crash course later on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah. So
good.
I'll be fully qualified.
Because the last thing we want...
Look, but I do know hot chicks, okay? So,
Yeah.
I know what I'm saying.
You have some experience?
So, yeah, it should be fun. I'm excited.
All right, well, we're absolutely thrilled to have you here, and you don't mind hanging around for a bit. We got to talk about what you've been doing since wrestling. I know you're doing a lot of TV stuff now, and a very special important question, which I'm going to ask you next.
Okay.
Sound good?
Yes.
Stick around. More with Trish Stratus coming up.
It's time for another Tropical Word of the Day from Signature Vacations, Zoo West Travel, and Kissin' Country.
It is that time of day, Tropical Word of the Day, and doing it, someone who's no stranger to the tropics. I know with a lot of your photo shoots, because you've been a fitness model, and of course, the WWE divas go everywhere. Have you been to Cancun?
No.
No?
Cancun.
Everywhere. Maybe you should key in
it's
this word then.
It's so common. Everybody goes to Cancun. I wanted to do something different.
We're trying to give this trip away, Trish.
But if this person wins, maybe they can take me, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, I'm sure they might actually be up for that. Anyways, the tropical word for 215 the folks can take to kissinfm.com today is...
Lobster.
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 Are you a fan of lobster, Trish Stratus?
It's nice. With the tail end of it, it's okay, you know.
All right.
I'm not going to dive and get a lobster and bring it home and make it or anything like that, but yeah, I'll eat a little lobster.
You don't have the wading boots and the traps at home?
No, I do have that.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just that I did that for so long, and that's why I'm sick of it.
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
All right. Well, lobster is your tropical word of the day. Joining me is Trish Stratus, and Trish, very special question coming for you. It is the day after Valentine's Day. Now, Trish, you are a married lady.
I am.
Which breaks the heart of thousands, if not millions of men around the world.
But everybody can still look at my pictures.
This is true. This is true.
I do these pictures.
Because we ain't dead. You're just married, right?
That's right.
All right. So the creepiness factor subsides. Being that it's the day after Valentine's Day, it's kind of late. And I know that you're married and my girlfriend's right here in the room. So I don't want it to be kind of a creepy, awkward thing. But I was going to ask, Trish Stratus, would you mind perhaps... maybe just granting my one wish as a fan and being able to say that Trish Stratus in the year 2008 was my just like friend sort of Valentine for the year.
Let's see. Do you have any Valentine's gifts for me?
As a matter of fact, I put a little thing together here.
Okay.
It's not much.
For our listeners,
it's
he has just presented a humongous platter of a plethora of goodies. And there's some baked goods too.
Well, and there's a theme here, okay? And it starts out, first of all, with this rose. Now, this isn't a real rose because it's winter and a real one probably wouldn't last that long.
It's cool. Roses are cool.
But it could also,
it's beautiful.
But it could symbolize undying appreciation, right? See?
Oh, wow.
Ah, nice. And then because I'm a radio announcer, I got you a real carnation because, I don't make a lot of money. But
it was donated to you.
So there's that for you. I made this, sort of. It's a red painted wooden heart with our initials on it with Happy Day After Valentine's Day 2008.
Alicia's in the room.
Yeah.
And I wonder maybe we could add her to the plaque just since she's here.
MM plus TS plus AJ?
Yeah. It's going to sound weird to outside people, but all us and the listeners, we get
it's
it
all
right
friends.
Now, you know?
It's all friends, right?
All friends.
This isn't a creepy thing.
No.
Like, I don't want to,
no.
you know, cross the boundaries of your marriage or anything like that.
I don't
that.
Want you to either.
Like,
you know,
I'm sure that's
ruin our
concern.
Friendship is
exactly,
what I'm saying.
Exactly. I heard that you're a big fan of Kool-Aid.
Oh, my God.
So I got you some Kool-Aid here.
Yes.
Orange, strawberry, and strawberry kiwi. And then depending on how impressed you are by this, or when you go back home to Mr. Trish Stratus, some some passion fruit.
Ooh, I like what you did there. Very good choice.
Being a Canadian girl, you can appreciate the Kissin' Country ice scraper.
Now, does that come with somebody who would actually do that for me, actually scrape the ice?
I'm sure we could find someone.
Okay, good, good. Send it along, yeah.
I'm sure there would be a long line of people
who
would.
I like that.
You did see the baked goods from Tim Hortons. To quote Bob and Doug, it's jelly.
I like that. My mouth's actually watering right now. That's
and then last but not least, of course, some ice-cold Canadian brew.
Of course, which I don't drink at all, but my friends over here would love it. And they're my peeps, so...
Well, I did bring three, and there's one of me and two of them, so I guess
perfect.
It still balances out. Anyway, that's pretty much my Valentine's Day for you.
Is it different baked goods?
It's another jelly.
Jelly.
Because I thought
jelly.
We could toast one.
Oh, I love it. I'm so happy. And the answer is yes.
Yes!
Yes! Can we...
Trish Stratus will be my sort of... Valentine.
On the radio.
I have to celebrate. I did some decorating to celebrate just in case it actually happened.
Oh, wow, it's me.
So, yeah.
It's lovely.
Have the studio all decorated up here.
It's festive and trishy.
Trish Stratus, can we have a real hug for the video camera here? For the one my vlog. Yes. Happy Valentine's Day.
Sorry.
We're still eating our deli donuts. More with Trish Stratus coming up.
Oh,
we're back on today's Country, Kissin' Country 103.9 with Trish Stratus. Been joining us for the last half hour or so. Trish, thank you so much. Officially, my kind of sort of Valentine's time for 2008.
Yes, I am. Yes, and you are mine.
Yes.
I like it. And I'm full. We've been eating jelly donuts. And
we're loaded on jelly donuts.
The best interview segment ever.
All right. And the decorated studio here is kind of, it's riddled in Trish and Valentine's decorations.
It's
I tell you,
so
dollar
lovely.
Stores are wonderful places for those
things. Oh my God. Can I say, I love the dollar store.
Really?
I love it. I'm addicted to it. And when I was on the road, I could never celebrate family holidays, and I just kind of popped in and popped out, unfortunately, because that, tis the business. And I realized that I like to decorate, and every season that pops up, I'm in the dollar store and I'm doing my whole house festive, and it's lovely. I thought it's so nice.
It sounds great.
Dollar store is the best.
Awesome. All right, well, Trish Stratus again is going to be at the River Cree Resort and Casino this weekend, part of their big event there.
Yep.
And
I'll be the MC at the Touch Ultra Lounge.
The Touch Ultra Lounge.
Yes. Yes. And then of course the ring girl competition.
You ever get nervous about being at a place called Touch?
Yes, actually, there was a little bit.
Okay.
I looked into it. It's A-OK.
Okay, all right, good.
It's a beautiful place, yeah.
So it's more like look but don't.
Right? Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
See, that's the theme.
All right, you're here. I would be a cad, being the wrestling fan that I am, if I didn't ask you a few things about wrestling. First of all, your retirement match, it was Unforgiven 2006 in your hometown. For a lot of people that don't know the wrestling business, as a fan, I took it as you're in what's being billed as one of the main matches of the card. You're in your hometown. You're going against a rival who I understand is probably actually a pretty good friend.
Yeah.
And you end up leaving the company your last night as the champion. If I'm Vince McMahon or somebody that owns a wrestling company, the last thing I would do is give my belt to someone unless I really, really felt they deserved it. How was that night for you?
Amazing. I still look back and I'm like, really? That happened? Of course, that'd be what I would write as this. This is what I propose for my final match. And you're like, okay, it's accepted stamp. Really? it was amazing. And I got to actually, have a lot of say in what happened. And, Lita and I working the last match was fantastic. We had so much history. And then, to bring it full circle, when we came back for the Raw 15th anniversary, we didn't realize how much that rivalry meant, to come back afterwards and sum it up again. Fans were just going crazy about the fact that we left, still fighting, but then we came back together. And so, it was neat to sort of share that moment with her. And then, of course, hometown was just really special and amazing. Yeah.
It was an unreal night. Your celebrity has taken you, Trish Stratus, to all new levels. But the one question that I know wrestling fans will slap me silly if I don't ask, are you going to come back?
I just keep saying never say never, but if it's the right thing, if it's a perfect send off, I would never want to mess with that.
I was going to say, how do you follow
that?
Right?
I know, right? I don't want to do a second, I come back and then that send off's going to be crap, So it'd have to be really great or Beth Phoenix, I watch her right now. I think she's fantastic. And I think she's, someone that called me out on TV. It could be that could be interesting, but it's got to really be interesting to me to watch, as a fan, from a fan's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And worth it, for the fans, for them to appreciate, to do all that and send me off to come back. I don't want to mar that, So, yeah, there's potential for me to come back and kick ass, yeah.
I'm sorry the inner wrestling fan of me had to know the answers to those questions and a whole bunch more. By the way, you'll find extra stuff from this interview on my blog, kissinfm.com, throughout the weekend. But, Trish, you're okay to hang out for a little while longer?
Yep.
All right, stick around, more of Trish Stratus coming up. We're back with Trish Stratus. Trish, thank you so much for joining us so long here. It's been a great day, and I know you got a lot to do before the big night tomorrow night.
My pleasure.
At the Touch Ultra Lounge.
Yes, indeed.
The River Cree Resort and Casino, and also the Ring Card Girl competition.
Doing the Ring Card Girl competition for MFC, which is going to be awesome. And I'm not going to judge anyone, but I'm going to judge them. Get it?
Ah!
You see them doing that? Yeah.
Trish, something a lot of fans and just listeners in general out there probably won't believe, but true or false, you are missing a knuckle.
True.
How did it happen?
With Victoria's head.
Ow!
Yes. I smashed it against her head, and I really felt bad because, I mean, it must have been hard because I was like, well, I come, are you okay? Like, is your head?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, no, I don't really feel anything. I'm like, yeah, because I think I broke my knuckle, and I broke my hand. And then they wanted to, like, put pins in it and bring it back up and make it like the rest of them. And I was like, can I keep it, though, because it's kind of a cool story? So I kept it.
That puppy's gone.
Look how cool that looks.
Wow.
There's a little divot.
That's crazy.
Later on, I might regret it when it, like, sticks like this, but for now, it's cool.
Very cool. Yeah, like the permanent claw.
No
Baron
problem.
Von Raschke
no
sort
problem.
Of thing.
I'll deal with it. Make the claw sexy.
There are a lot of people who will say that you got where you are today because of how you look. And so for people out there who think that that's just the case, because after following your career and getting to kind of know the person that you are and talking to you today, I can tell that there's a lot more to it than that. What would you say to the people out there who think that, you know, they would love to be someone like Trish Stratus?
Oh, you know, what I have, like, the only quality that I brought was that I, you know, had a goal and I stuck to it and I was determined to make it, you know? I mean, and I do that in every, I mean, you can apply that in everything you do, right? Everything, you decide on you focus on a goal and you go after it. And I wanted to be the best women's champion there ever was. And, well, you know, we'll see. But for now, I'm just going to stick with that. And, you know, that's what I wanted to do, no matter what it took and whatever injuries happened and whatever road days I needed to do. And that was my goal. So, you know, just make it your goal and go after it.
Leafs or Oilers in the playoffs?
That's funny. Leafs.
Yeah,
you know what?
Not after last night, but...
Yeah, well, we're last. Not in just, like, overall everyone, yeah. But so, you know, but they're good guys.
They're all fighting. We're all fighting,
we're
right?
We're all fighting. Guys, go after your goal and be determined to go after it.
Use the motivational speech
there
down
you
on
go.
The face, right?
There you go. Focus a little bit, boys.
You're a big hockey fan. Who do you think is going to take it this year?
You know, I don't know. I haven't been following, to be honest with you. I'm building a yoga studio, and I'm building a new house, and I'm doing a new travel show.
You've been a little busy.
I've been a little busy, and I have. And as soon as my Leafs started really sucking, sorry, gets me a little bit. I just haven't paid attention. So who do you think?
Oh, I always say Oilers. We may be doing
well,
terrible,
you know what?
But you know, we're winning some now. We can get that spot. That's all we need.
I think
we can
the
go
Leafs are gonna do it then.
All right, then.
Yeah, I think they are. After, I'm going to go talk to them later. I think that maybe they need a little speech from me.
That might actually
that might,
help.
Yeah.
Or it might horrendously
hinder
things.
I'm going to wear my belt and go in there. And I mean, just my belt. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, on that note, we're going to leave. And I'm just so happy you mentioned that because I have one of the replicas of the Women's Championship here. So if you want to practice your Leafs speech, we can do that now.
Yeah. Okay,
in the meantime, Trish Stratus again, River Cree Resort and Casino at the Touch Lounge and the MFC Ring Card Girl competition.
Yes, they carry cards.
Correct.
And they're in the ring. There we go.
It's a busy weekend this weekend for
it
Trish
is,
Stratus. Thank you
fun.
So much for coming by.
Thanks for having me.